This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. What comes to mind when you hear the word robot? A Star Wars movie? That old TV show, The Jetsons? Well, if so, it probably means you haven't worked in a factory lately, because more than 1 million industrial robots work in manufacturing plants all over the world now. And the robots are getting smaller, cheaper, and smarter all the time. Christopher Mims has written an article for the website Quartz titled How Robots Are Eating the Last of America's and the World's Manufacturing Jobs. Christopher, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you spent some time with a robot named Baxter, which was made by Rethink Robotics, who or which you say is so easy to program, you can program this robot drunk and one-handed, which I assume you did.
Yes. So programming Baxter, it's if you have children, it's like your fantasy of how you could teach your toddler to do something, which is that you just grab their hand and then move it over to the task and be like, do this. And then they would just single trial, learn it instantly and repeat it forever. So Baxter doesn't even – it's not programmed in the conventional sense. You literally grab its wrist and show it what to do.
What's he look like? He. I don't know why I said he, but what does it look like? And how much does it cost? Talk about the economics of this versus human labor.
So Baxter's definitely a he. Baxter has a face and eyes. That's all deliberate.
Yeah.
Rethink Robotics says that Baxter's only going to cost $22,000, which is really cheap for an industrial robot. Typically, they're $100,000 and up. So if the average American worker making minimum wage is making between $15,000 and $16,000 a year, and Baxter costs $22,000, and you can replace that worker entirely with Baxter, then it might make economic sense today. That said, Baxter is still, I would say, somewhat experimental and is in some ways a taste of things to come, although it's an awful lot closer than previous robots have been.
So help me imagine this. The way you're describing the future is a factory full of robots tended to by other robots. The humans in the factory, what are they doing and how many are there?
Well, there might be a handful of humans, and they would be running the machinery that still requires human knowledge and intuition. So if you're making extremely high precision automotive parts, you need somebody who's got a 2-year vocational degree and knows calculus. You also need people to make robots, of course, although not surprisingly, companies that make robots are some of the first to adopt automation as
right.
well.
Where does all this leave the people who used to work in factories who weren't cut out for college? And actually, where does it leave a lot of us? Because what you're describing is a manufacturing environment where there just aren't that many jobs total for human beings. Where's this all leading?
So there are some very smart economists who are working on this problem. And no matter where they are on the political spectrum, when you talk to economists, they say, you know, we need to educate people. Basically, we need people to be smarter than the machines. I think you definitely have a problem of where do low or no-skilled workers go? And that has a lot of economists worried.
Christopher Mims is the technology and science reporter for Quartz. Christopher, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.